This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 21st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23. It says there, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." End of quote. When God gives His best gift, it is one gift, but it is a package deal that includes many things. It includes salvation, the forgiveness of all sins, reconciliation with God, adoption into God's family, a child of God, and the gift of the Holy Spirit and eternal life. And do you know, if you accepted God's free gift available in Jesus Christ, you got the best gift package you could ever receive. God gives many gifts to our lives. He gives family, job, children, health, peace, etc., doesn't He? However, the best gift of all is God's salvation package. When you receive God's gift, you got the best one anyone ever could imagine or get. Nothing else can beat this gift. Now, God does not take back His gift as some people think or worry about. First of all, did you notice it says it is God's gift in today's Bible Insight? People would not dare to take back the gifts they give to others, do they? If so, how much more applicable this truth is to God's gift? Bible says in Titus chapter 1 verse 2, it says, "The hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time." End of quote. God does not lie. The one who does not lie promised eternal life in Christ Jesus. God guaranteed with His promise. Our insight says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, you work in a company and they pay for your works. Same way, when you and I sin and disobey the law of God, we earn wages each time we sin. The Bible says that wage is called death. Sin is the reason for people's death. Everybody dies because all are sinners. Bible says in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. However, God's redemption story does not end there. Keep reading that verse. It says, "But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." End of quote. Even though you and I earn death by our sins, God offers a free gift in Jesus Christ to you, and that is called eternal life. It clearly says eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The reason is Jesus, the Son of God, our Lord, took our sins on His divine body, went to the cross, and fully paid for it. Bible says this about Jesus in Gospel of John 1:29. It says, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." As I said before, the Bible affirms it is a free gift of God. A gift is free. You do not pay for a gift. God says, "I offer you the free gift of eternal life if you accept my Son Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior." What a deal. The best deal you can ever receive. Much greater than any other gift you would ever accept here on this planet Earth. You get eternal life because the sin issue that separated you from God was fully resolved by the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ on your behalf. You see, the sacrifice of Jesus, the Lamb of God, is fully accepted by God to offer you salvation, forgiveness of all sins, reconciliation, resulting in eternal life. However, as in the case of all gifts, a gift becomes yours when you accept it. I saw an unopened gift bag in my friend's house. He said he did not like the person who gave the gift, therefore he did not open it. Eventually, he ignored and threw that gift away. You see, you must accept the gift so that it will become yours. This is what God is asking you to do. Accept God's free gift of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, and say thank you for that wonderful gift. Then the free gift becomes yours. God loves you, and that is why He offers you this free gift. Salvation, the forgiveness of sins, reconciliation with God, and eternal life are God's gift in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit is also a free gift upon repentance of your sins and acceptance of Jesus. Acts chapter 2, 38 to 39 says this, "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent, and let every one of you baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call.'" End of God. Beloved, Bible also says, many may not accept God's loving and free gift like my friend. John 1, 11 to 12 says this about Jesus. "He came to his own people and even they rejected him. But to all who believed in him, in Jesus, and accepted him, he gave the right to become the children of God." Do you have a moment to pray with me today? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for the gift of eternal life available in Christ Jesus our Lord. I accept and believe Jesus died, buried and rose again for my sins. I know my future is safe and secure when I place my life in your hand by trusting in your Son and my Savior Jesus Christ. I repent of my sins and turn to you for your free gift of salvation, forgiveness of sins, reconciliation and eternal life. Thank you for adopting me into your heavenly family as your child. I praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today. And for the rest of your life, may his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.